Our first snow system of the season may be impacting the lower eastern portions of the Midwest as we get into the early part of next week. The storm system is actually an upper-level low-pressure system that will be carrying a little pocket of cold air with it, and as it passes through the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, we'll probably see a little snow develop. This is likely to occur as we move into the Sunday night, Monday time period for portions of Missouri. Initially, it'll start off rather innocently, just a little bit of snow shower activity expected at that point in time, but as we go through the day, Monday, the system will become a little bit more intense, and by Monday evening, we'll probably see a little bit more meaningful snowfall from northeastern Illinois and most of Indiana into Ohio and parts of Michigan, and we'll see anywhere from a dusting upwards to maybe 2 or 3 inches of accumulation across some of that region. There may be a very small pocket of greater amounts of snowfall. It just depends on how well developed the upper-level low becomes before it exits the Midwest. Before that system impacts the Midwest, we do still have this other storm system we've been talking about this week, and that is the one that is in hard red winter wheat country today. Some light rain is starting to develop aloft over parts of Texas and Oklahoma, and as we go through the day today, that precipitation event will become more and more significant. But it, unfortunately, is rain that's falling through a very dry air mass, and this morning radar looks like it's showing rain in quite a few areas in the Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma, but if you look at the surface observation, that rain isn't reaching the ground. That's indicative of our drought, and that's one of the reasons why the precipitation amounts in the plains will be somewhat restricted. Many areas will pick up upwards to a quarter of an inch. Maybe about a third of the region will pick up on a quarter to a half inch, and then only a few counties in the northeast part of wheat country will likely see a half to three quarters of an inch. The high plains region of Colorado, western Kansas, and southwestern Nebraska will see the least amount of precipitation out of this event. Now, as that event moves on to the northeast, it will bring rain to Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, southeastern South Dakota, parts of Illinois, even over to Michigan. The greatest precipitation will be in parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, northwestern Illinois. There may be a few counties there pick up on an inch or more of rain. Most of the region will probably pick up on a quarter to three quarters of an inch, and there'll be a little bit of snow on the backside of the storm system from South Dakota into parts of Minnesota, maybe a dusting to 2 or 3 inches there possible. Now, as that system and the one that early next week gets across the Midwest, we'll likely see at least a fair amount of the region seeing a small boost in topsoil moisture, but it's nothing major. But we may also see enough runoff here from the Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois precipitation event and the melting snow from the upper Midwest that we might actually lift some of the water levels on the Mississippi as we move into the week next week. But don't look for a major change in the barge restrictions because the increase is going to be very short-lived unless we can get a quick succession of other storm systems to move across the same region, which does not seem to be very likely at this point in time. Our temperatures across the Midwest this weekend are going to be, we'll call it warmer than normal, but at times there will be some pockets of cooling across the region. High temperatures today will be mostly 40s and 50s, except in the far north where a lot of 30s will occur. And then on Saturday, 50 and 60 degree readings will be common in the southern two-thirds of the region with some 40s and 30s in the far north. And as we move on into Sunday, some of that cooler air will start to work its way southeastward, but it'll be Monday or Tuesday before it works its way through the entire region. Low temperatures at night are expected to slip back into the 20s and 30s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and we'll likely see readings elsewhere in the 40s. In fact, some lower 50-degree lows may occur on Sunday morning in the east ahead of the next storm system, and then we'll start seeing some cooling tendencies thereafter with lows maybe by Tuesday running in the 20s and 30s in much of the Midwest with some teens in the northwest. This is Drew Lerner. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.